let you go, actually.
Yeah. In the first place, in the Philippines, what makes you believe that someone you have never seen or heard of before is rich? As in, is there a tell when you see a person? Because if somebody's dressed from head to foot in designer clothes, I tend to be suspicious.
Me also.
This is locust, ha? But when the skin is whiter,
it's
ingrained in us that if he's dark, he must be from.
Kasi hindi siya naarawan.
Well, what if I know? What if he's been living in Biba?
But there is a certain race element kasi I think a lot of the people who are successful in scams, they're pretty in a mestizo way and not in a other way, other different way.
Well, the exotic ones get scammed away.
If your skin is darker, dress flashy, like that Tensha Dai guy.
Brother Mike.
Yeah, but that guy totally stole Kuya Jerks' strategy.
Yeah. So we're not saying that he's doing a scam because that might be libel. So we're not saying that.
He got his philosophy
from Herman Moreno. Yes, his fashion. His fashion.
Yeah,
fashion.
Yeah, so generally, it requires some discernment on the person's part. And also, you have to turn down your desire to get rich quick because that's really the thing that people take advantage of. You know, a lot of people want to get rich without actually working.
Mm. Yeah, correct.
That's the dream.
They want to get rich quickly and without work.
Yes.
But I think that begs the question, like a lot of things that we've been talking about. Parang there's a fine line between what is something that's not desirable, but it's not illegal. So I think that's what separates what we've been talking about with actual scams. Because like when we talk about an actual scam, the thing that comes into my head is, for example, the Janet Napoles and the whole
exactly.
Kidnapping thing.
That
is an actual scam.
Particularly vile because funneling the money that would have gone to people who need it.
Exactly.
Like farmers.
Yeah. Her own back.
That's right. Yeah.
It's very easy for her to do it.
Yeah.
Basically,
right.
She formed a lot of phony NGOs.
Yeah. And that's where the senators like funneled all of their.
Actually, I'm thinking if there are any local scams that scammed rich people and not poor people. Because I feel like all of the scams I know, they were directed at poor people, not wealthy people.
Scams directed at the wealthy are slightly less horrible than scams directed at the less wealthy.
I think that's what Fire Festival
makes it happy.
because everyone were all watching all of these rich kids who shelled out thousands of dollars to go to a non-existent party.
Well,
so
I cannot tell you how many well-to-do older people in the early days of the internet were scammed by those
Nigerian.
They're new to email, they're going to send me money that they earned through corruption, so I'm going to give them my bank. Which reminds me, recently my ATM card got hacked. It's a good thing that I don't have like tons of money in my ATM account or in any account or a Ferrari. So I withdrew money and I looked at my balance. I'm like, this is way lower than I thought. There's no money. And you always have to have a good relationship with your bank branch manager because they act immediately that way. So I asked her, could you give me a transaction record? And she gave me a transaction record. I did not buy these shoes in Adidas. So, as far as I can tell, I had used the card. The last time I used the card was at an ATM that was not my bank's. It was in the food court of a mall. So, lesson, do not go to other people's banks, ATMs.
Yeah.
And I think that the card was validated. Because to say that Adidas was a point of sale transaction, they had to present a card.
It's called skimming.
And it's a pain in the ass because then I had to cancel the card, dispute the charges. But my bank is very good about it. They quickly reversed, they gave me the money back. But then To this day, the scammers are still trying to use my card because I get an alert like, your card was refused in transaction, blah, blah, blah. And I feel that the bank should have put some kind of alarm on it so that anytime someone tries to use it, the SWAT swoop in. But I guess this is such a common thing, you know, skimming, that, that people get away with it. In the first place, these scammers might not even be based here.
Oh, they're not Filipino. And most of the charges aren't here. Huh? They're usually happening at some random European country.
Mine was in Japan. I was exercising here, and then I got an alert on the phone that said, I bought 42,000 yen worth of goods at the department store in Japan.
How could they have gotten that information?
My friend from that bank, my bank, said that it got skimmed somewhere in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, it got skimmed there.
How does a card get skimmed?
I don't know, they copy
it. They're supposed to, like, you also,
you have a clean
on the terminal. It's I read about it. So you have to look carefully when you use your ATM. It's like,
you have to pull up
the. There's something there. There's something. I can't describe it, but there's a signature. But it's kind of scan-free.
In the ATMs, they have the lights, the green lights around the card slot. You have to look for the green light. Otherwise, if it's not on,
and then the other recommendation I read was, as much as possible, you know, go to an ATM that's like at a bank,
in a bank.
So, of course, now I'm super paranoid and I will only go to the ATM inside the bank, my particular bank. So,
as much as possible, because even the mall ATMs now,
especially the ones na parang in some dark corner.
Exactly. And that was my mistake. I went to a fairly unused ATM.
That's the normal target.
But I had thought that, you know, the cards were going to protect people from this kind of scam. I guess not.
I mean, maybe at the start, and then people figure out a new way to skim those EMV types.
I remember there was this stupid thing that the DOTC did. They came out with these new license plates, which aren't out yet. Pero they basically set out all the security details and then published it. And they were so proud of the fact that the security details were like, parang,
so
like
the
this is number.
Know
and I was
do.
Like, yeah, why are you going to tell that? Because it's so easy to copy it.
Yeah.
So I think it's fairly easy to. I mean, the technology would protect you for a bit. Pero I think, like, give it like maybe a year or so, and then.
Well, but heightening my paranoia, the fact that there are those RFID whatnot. Your card could be safely inside your wallet, inside your bag, and all they have to do is put
the thing there.
All your information. Although, there's a landmark ruling in Germany. They slapped down Facebook. They said, you know, people don't have to give you this much information for you to give them an account.
Wow.
Because data is. Well, it is valuable. So the Germans are regulating Facebook now.
I'm guessing it expands also. It covers the whole European Union if it's in Germany.
That's great.
Because it's amazing. Because to this day, a lot of people don't realize that Facebook's product is you.
Yes.
If it's free, it's probably you.
Yeah. If it's free, you're not the client.
Yeah.
If you're a hostel, you put it out on Facebook. They don't give you a dime, but they make money off of you, off of your content.
Yeah, because if you're not on Facebook, then it's like you don't exist. So it's like a fear of non-existence.
Activating
your account is suicide. So
guys. So anybody here actually been involved in a scam or? I'm sure a lot
as the scammer.
I'm sure there have been attempts to fish you. As in, you know, sometimes you get these mysterious emails and then they want information. And then they claim to be Apple, but it's a Gmail address.
I get a lot of that. That's why I always check the email address every time already.
Or what about those texts you get asking for
I mean, this is like so five.
Caritas
or,
went Caritas.
Yeah, five or 10 years ago, but I still get them until now. Like, you get a text asking for like load or you want something from somewhere.
Yeah, they're trying to trick you into making them pass a load.
Yeah.
I have been scammed before. I just realized before law school, because there was this person I was trying to get an office for a small business. And then I went to one of the offices in they were leasing out in Ortigas. This girl came in, said, yeah, and then gave me a very good price. So just asked for like 3 months rent or 4 months rent. I forgot. So I gave that money. And then when I started texting her when we can move in, she kept moving the date. So at some point, I became really, really angry. And then I went back to the office to confront her in person. And there was this Chinese guy moving in. And he told me na that person that I was talking to was the previous lessee. Mm-hmm. And then she wasn't paying. So basically, she just used that remaining time she had in her with her lease to kind of sell the office as but she wasn't the lessor. She just wanted to get money. And she went back to the province. And the reason why she kept on moving the time was because she needed time to go to the province. Meaning she needed time to kind of like
get out.
And then once she's out, it's probably not worth that.
Did you get your money back?
No. Because I spoke to my dad about it. And then it was maybe like 30,000 pesos or 40,000 pesos. Okay. And he was like, tuition na lang. you learn, Papa, you don't.
But you remember that person's name, which we will not mention now, but later you will tell us that.
I don't remember.
Oh,
remember?
No.
I mean, yung time na yun, it was like Nokia 3210 pa eh.
So you
won't be able to find her on Facebook pa that time.
Yeah, I was very young. So that's my defense.
That makes me think that we always think that these scams will never happen to us.
But then, to
other people, you hear about it, but you know, we always think, oh, I'm too smart for that. But I don't know, it probably could happen.
If you feel your emotions enough, then anybody can get scammed.
Well, what about, the bar girls? their customers, they give them like a sad, sad story. AJ Finn.
Yeah.
They tell them a sad story about
we were selling insurance back then. Mm-hmm. We were selling, and she told me that she went one day, mm-hmm. to Pharaoh, and then she was going to the girls' fair.
It's like a lounge.
Yeah, it's a lounge. It's like 10,000
for
an
expensive
patron
lounge at that time.
And then
Ipe pay
basically.
Okay.
Yes.
So, 10,000 for Pharaoh, you should hire
women. So, but they are hiring very, very pretty girls and people who look like actors and actresses.
Someone looks like an actor.
So one of the people there were some of the people there were foreigners, and basically if you tell them that I'm an orphan and I was forced to be a bar girl because I don't have money, I don't have anything.
Yeah, let's call this monetizing.
Monetizing trauma. Correct.
So I think because they're foreigners, they are generous. They gave her 50,000 pesos.
Wow.
So she never went back there again.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
So next time she goes to Gucci, it's like, I don't have enough money. So what we're getting from all this is, if you have no scruples, if you can lie through your teeth, and I think that the ability to lie through your teeth depends on you believing everything you say. So technically you're not lying because you believe everything you say. Then you could probably be a scammer. So wait, what should we do if we find out that we have been scammed?
Well, it really depends on the amount of money you lost. Because if it's not a significant amount, I would just chalk it up to experience. But if it's a significant amount of money, then I think the first thing you need to do is to pin down where that person is. Because scammers, as a general proposition, would start they would disappear. That's the first thing they would.
So when you do business dealings with people that you're not entirely sure of, make sure you have the complete contact information.
And you know how to reach them.
Yes, and for instance, if they give you an address, you should make sure that this is the real address,
yes,
and they know that person.
Yes. Yeah. If we're talking about a large amount of money, you should probably not deal with someone that you haven't done due diligence on. Meaning,
yeah,
you know someone who knows that person who could probably, if they don't really know that person, they have some idea of the reputation of the person or whatever. Because some people, they really just throw money at some at a person they just met because the person is charismatic or good-looking,
yeah,
or speaks good English. So I think that's the thing that you have to consider. If we're talking about large amounts of money, when you've been scammed, hopefully you have that much information. It should be fairly easy to go after that person legally. Of course, when you'll get your money back, with the justice system, it's probably going to take a really, really long time.
Yeah, it's like,
you have to scam
someone. Plotting revenge in other ways.
Then you have to scam somebody else to fund your justice.
I know a very common scam that we all pray to. Kasi mga mahuhula, all other sorts of fortune tellers, Alan, I recall
one scene. But our mahuhula in,
our mahuhula in Quiapo is good. Also, she charges very little. And also, when you go there, you should bear in mind that you don't really believe that everything she says will come true.
Yeah.
It's a form of entertainment.
It's an entertainment, yeah. It's a form of entertainment.
And it opens up the possibility of that happening. It might not
have
happened. But in general, as in, because Mahuhula, and there are these very special mahula that they do consultations,
mm-hmm,
in hotels and stuff. If you want to get tahula, do not give personal information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or else, what happened to my friend will happen to you. Like, she sits down, the mahula looks at her and says, may asawa ka na? Wala. May trabaho ka pa? May trabaho ka na? Wala. Kaya pala malungkot ka. And she pays for this.
So, ginudge.
I can't believe the mahula who will text you, oh, you're gonna be here this Monday, huh?
Yeah, and also with mahula, there's all of this thing that, if something terrible happens to them, hindi mo yan nakita. They seem to not be able to see
there,
what happened to them. Yeah.
Which would be very useful, dapat.
Who do you complain to if you have been scammed? Like, kunyari, you buy a face cream and your face
That's DTI. Tama, yung ginagawa din sa... Yes, it's the...
That's for specific products.
Yeah, consumer complaints. They have a hotline for that. You can go to the... It depends. But if we're talking about products, then it's the DTI.
There's no product.
No, and then I think that most scams do not go reported because the scammed are ashamed.
Yeah.
Yes, they've been scammed.
True.
OFW who got scammed out of her or his money because nika boyfriend siya over it. And then basically it's just catfishing, and then the lover just asked for money and asked.
That's a very popular scam, kasi our house boy sa Muntalban, inutangin niya na lahat ng tao sa household kasi mayroon daw siyang girlfriend sa Facebook who he has never seen.
But
he sends money too. And then she sees like parang, oh, look at my girlfriend. She's so pretty, ganyan.
But on the flip side, you remember Charlene?
Her housemaid. Her housemaid.
She's like 50 years old.
Gets laptops.
From her online boyfriend. From her IG.
Wow. Yes. She has IG followers,
but
that's
not a scam. That's
not a
scam. But she's basically she's
a person.
Like she's 50, but she shows cleavage.
I guess. Charlene even sends me the screenshot. She's like, oh my god. Why does she get laptops and
everything? I follow her on IG and she follows her.
You followed her on IG.
I followed her on IG and I unfollowed soon after because I just wanted to see her pictures. But she followed me back. And she's still following me.
Wait, can you share the IG?
I
want to
see.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's not fooling anyone. Yeah, oh. Here is a picture of me leaning over.
Except she's not even leaning over. She just, has...
Opens her blouse.
No, ano...
Habang naglilinis pa lang bahay, ah.
That's a service people.
She just faces the camera. It's not even post or anything. She's just in her bra.
Right, share the IG handle after this.
She's cleaning out in her bra.
Granny bra.
Maybe it's a thing.
It's a bra.
It's a bra.
And these foreigners really love her.
Yeah. Oh. They sent her like $500.
Grabe.
Yeah, but you know, maybe we're going straight from the topic. This is not a scam.
It's not a scam.
It's good, honest work.
It's good, honest work. Oh, nga, don't knock the, don't knock the hassle.
If people give you money of their own free will, you have not misrepresented yourself.
Correct.
So then, going back, what if it's a misrepresentation? There's no product. So do you
wait. Like, how is the scam?
Facebook one kanina.
Yeah. Then it can be... Yeah. Then that's a little bit more complicated. You don't really report it.
It's probably not the only mark.
Yeah. You can file a case. There should be several legal remedies, pero that's not as clear.
That's a fake Facebook account.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ang problema mo would be, who are you going to sue if you don't know who that person is? How are you going to contact? How are you?
Tsaka, ang kalimitang victims nito are OFWs. Like, the single OFWs.
They're lonely.
Who just
want
to connect with somebody back.
Although pong FB, the initial lang talaga is reported to FB.
Mm-hmm. Also, the moral of the story is, if you have dealings with somebody you do not personally know, first you get all their contact information and their addresses, and then you check if the people at these phone numbers and addresses know who the hell they are.
Yes.
Before giving out money, ask advice from a friend if what you're doing is, logic.
Witnesses, yeah, you need
witnesses.
You need receipts and official receipts, not those things that you buy in the bookstore that say
acknowledgement.
Receipts with numbers.
Also, deposit slips will not count as receipts because they're deposit slips.
Yeah,
you cannot get it back.
Mm-hmm. But generally, just to not be scammed, make sure na at bare minimum you know the scammer.
Yeah.
Meaning that person is the type, is the person he's representing himself as.
Oh, I just remembered where there's a lot of big time scamming going on. Art fraud.
Oh, yes.
Because I think our standards for authenticity are very low. Because people really just want to buy art. And so, here's a one luna. I'll pay them!
Yeah,
it was just painted in 1920. It's like he was dead on it.
It's my Ana Luna.
This was painted 100 years ago. He was already dead then!
May pinoses daw siya.
In this case, I guess, rich people fooling each other. Okay lang yun sa akin.
It's not, I don't
think
that's
bad.
Socially, parang you don't really think that, it's fine.
It's just a drop in the bucket.
And that's why Fire Festival was so funny. And Anna Delvey was so funny for a lot of people.
We're experiencing Schadenfreude.
When you're watching Fire Festival, you alternate between holy crap and buti nga sa inyo.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, was it in the holy one, yung that guy who was so ready to give a blowjob just so?
That guy is the only winner in this
episode.
The only grown-up in the Fire Festival organization was prepared to go and blow some customs guys who released the Evian. Imagine a festival where they didn't even have water.
And they're surrounded by it.
I think he's going to get a reality show. At the very least, I think he's fielding many, many job offers. A guy who will...
will do anything for the
food. A guy who went home and did a lot of mouthwash.
Fully prepared.
New job offer.
And so to end our podcast on scams, let's ask ourselves, what are you willing to do to save your organization.
Kunyari,
you have a you work in an organization and it's going to fall apart unless you sacrifice yourself for the team. How far would you sacrifice yourself? Would you have sex with someone?
Oh, sure.
not even for the organization.
I would have sex even without the need to say anything.
You don't have, you might have to be a context.
Blow jobs and tell them toothless.
And that will make them happier.
Obviously, I have asked the wrong person.
Yes.
Yeah, so, any closing remarks, Mr. Lawyer?
It's very hard. It's very hard to transition from the things Mommel is willing to do to closing remarks on scams.
Send me the prayer.
No, okay, basically, I think don't get scammed. Be smart about people.
Yeah, get to know who you're handing over your
money. And think of all of these things as business transactions and not like parang a way to make money very, very quickly.
Yeah, and you know, try not to basically, if they're offering you too much money too quickly with very little effort on your part
or risk,
be suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be very suspicious.
And if they're pressuring into doing something.
Yeah,
into doing something.
Bugging you, yeah.
That's also, if
you need to have a shade detector.
Correct.
Shadiness detector. Iba pala, shade.
Yeah. And if you don't know, if you don't have one yet, ask a friend.
Yeah.
I hope you have a friend.
Your most paranoid friend. Can be useful in transactions like this. And well, generally, if you feel that you cannot be trusted, you can send us a DM. And we'll tell you.
With a picture, huh?
With a picture.
Yeah, try to take a picture of the
scammer.
Why,
the person you don't know.
Is really nice.
We will give you a face reading.
For a certain amount of money. We just want data. We just want data.
Take a picture of both sides of your credit card. Send it to us, right?
We'll tell you your fortune
right away.
Okay, thank you.